Okay, now there's another ethic. 1.1 says don't steal from your clients, right? That's bad, right? Now just think about that. Just think about that. And then the judge says, well, I'm not going to extend the deadline. Y'all build your client to read that order. So guess what? The lawyers paid $40 million to settle the case, the malpractice claim against them. That's from press reports. This happens all the time. Reply to all. These are great headlines. My favorite one, a city pair's email go viral after hot former girlfriend is copied into exchange by mistake. Do not copy your hot or not hot former girlfriend or boyfriend into emails with your current person. I was involved in a patent case, and the guy calls me up and he starts explaining, this happened, that happened. And then he says, and then there was this misdirected email. I'm like, okay. And accidentally, the lawyer forwarded a contract with his mistress. And I'm like, stop, what? Contract with his mistress. Okay, I do patent cases, right? It's usually, we don't practice element one. Okay, so he's got a contract with his mistress. What's a contract? Say, I've never heard of this. If the guy slept with his wife, he had to pay his mistress $100,000. So I'm like, why are you talking to me about this email? He inadvertently sent it to the other side and didn't tell his client, and then they started using that as leverage in settlement. And I was like, this is a lot more interesting than the normal patent case that I get. And it was all about a statute of frauds issue and the enforceability of a liquidated damages clause. I thought this is just a fascinating case. That happens, right? You reply to all. Misdirection happens. These are real headlines. High-profile scan litigator goof sends private email to reporters. Lilly's $1 billion email, a secret memo meant for a colleague, lands in a New York Times reporter's inbox. Misdirected email set stage for Clear Channel suits. So, these are problems that happen regularly. There's not an automated solution to these problems, right? You got to reply to all, and you have a reply feature. Now, I know some people delete the reply to all button from their button bar so they don't get confused about it. I know some people who turn off all autofill features because they've been bitten by this. One guy, and I thought this was a cool solution, he did this for three reasons he told me of. He puts it so there's a 1 minute delay on email. You can create a rule using pretty much any email program. So it'll go to your outbox, but it won't send for a minute. He says it's a pain in the neck when you're emailing something back and forth when everybody's in a hurry. But it gets him, one, if he realizes, oh my gosh, I hit reply to all, I didn't mean to do that. Two, and this happens to me a bunch, you forget the attachment. You push send, and then you're like, ah! And then you send the second email saying, hey, here's the attachment. Diana can tell you I do that a lot with my PowerPoint. And the third thing is he'll write the send. And then he's like, oh, I shouldn't have sent that. Well, he's got a minute to go pull it out. I thought that was pretty cool. But there's nothing you can do about this automatically other than being paying attention. The other thing is, it really is, you guys have heard the expression, right? Assume your email will be a trial exhibit. And really be thoughtful before you sue for fees, right? Or before you go to your client hasn't paid a bill and you go after them and you say, pay our bill. And they say, it's crazy, it's excessive. And you say, pay our bill. Go through your emails before you do, because this law firm did not. DLA Piper sues its clients for fees, right? The client says, we're not going to pay, those are excessive. What happens? They get into discovery. And there was lots of this kind of email, but you guys were all young associates once, and sometimes you send emails. One email from one associate to another says, random people are doing random research on the case. And my favorite one of the bunch is, that bill shall know no limits. Okay? Didn't go too well, right? That's the kind of evidence that you have. Now, another thing that I will tell you about email is thoughtfully use, this is highly confidential privilege, you will die if you forward it, the disclaimer. If you're going to use it, where does it go? It goes at the top. Right? So I read through your email he's telling me all this juicy stuff. And then you get to the bottom and it says privilege. And I'm like, oh, well, now you tell me I shouldn't be reading it. Right? If it's going to be effective, it needs to go up here. Number two is I get emails all of the time from people that say things like, hey, can you come by on Thursday for a beer? This is highly confidential attorney-client work product information. I like it when it asks me to delete it. And I'm like, I don't know how to do that. I can't even get something to go away when I want to. And then it says, you know, or bad things will happen to you. And I'm like, well, why? What power do you have? There's a great quote from the head of Chipotle, which is a chain, so I shouldn't mention it. And he said, no one will take you seriously if you put that on every email, right? So be thoughtful when you put, if you're using highly confidential email disclaimers, put it on by creating a rule using a signature, using your program. You can create one signature that says privilege, and it'll say, you will die if you forward this. You can have another one that says, have a great day. You can have another one that says, a smiley face. Whatever it is you want, pick the one that's appropriate. Judges have written several times already their opinions where judges have said, yeah, I know you inadvertently sent this email to opposing counsel, and yeah, I know it says highly confidential privilege on the bottom, but you know what? You sent him 900 emails earlier, and every one of them said highly confidential privilege on the bottom. How was opposing counsel supposed to know it was this one that was accidentally sent?